To CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Beep, 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 beep. Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio in the clubhouse with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going to different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all our friends.
Evening stars twinkle, hidden behind a thick layer of clouds, unseen yet ever present. Here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dog Polly in the clubhouse kitchen looking for a snack.
You want a snack, Polly?
You know what I'm in the mood for, guys?
Chocolate.
You read my mind, Steve.
And I heard your stomach, Jack.
Well, we did eat all our dinner, and Mom and Dad said we could have dessert. So I guess it's all right.
Ooh, what's this? Could it be? Yes, it is.
What is it?
Maple fudge.
Fudge is only waiting for a man to come her way. She has been waiting 80 years for Mr. Maple, but he doesn't know that she is waiting too. It's nothing new. Mr. Maple gets up early every morning, cooks his breakfast all alone. The house is cold, he needs a woman's hand to comfort him in his reclining years. He overhears people on the street, they pass him by and sort of snicker. In his younger years, he should have been a little quicker. In the hand of someone he could love, but who's to judge if he'll ever have a meeting with Miss Fudge? Miss Fudge's hopes were fading that a man would come her way. She had been donning no one's socks. When the years crept up, her misery just slowly pushed her on. And now she's gone. Mr. Maple's life alone was just too much for him to bear. And in his heart he knew that there would never be a someone there to comfort him. At times he cried, and then he died. But everything is better now, they're both at last together. The question now is answered for all those who wondered whether they each at last had found a friend. And if they did misjudge, their tombstones side by side read Maple Fudge.
Okay, here's a little piece for me. And then one for you, Jack.
Thanks, Steve.
And one for you, Sam.
Ooh, thanks, Steve. Mm-mm. This is good.
Yeah.
And that last song was from the Guess Who?
I don't know, Sam. The Clayfoot Strutters?
No.
The Royal Boxcar Quartet?
Oh, no. That was the name of the group, the Guess Who.
Oh, now I understand.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
understand.
Spelling, please.
U-N-D-E-R-S-T-A-N-D.
Definition, please.
Verb, to perceive the meaning of, to perceive the significance or explanation or cause of. Synonyms or words that mean the same thing are grasp, comprehend,
I got it.
See,
look at that.
Make sense of,
ooh,
follow,
I think I got
interpret, know, or fathom. Sentence, please.
Jones, I have a memo I'd like to distribute to all our employees who have children.
Yes, sir.
It's to give them an understanding of the importance of booster seats.
roster seats. All you kids out there who are up to 4'9" tall and weighing in at 80 pounds or under, come on, y'all gotta be good role models, you see, for the future booster users of the world. Y'all gotta set a good example, come on. You've got to ride restrain in your booster seat. Ride restrained, it's the safest way to be. Ride restrained in your booster seat. Cause booster seats ain't baby seats, so they're big kid seats, baby. A booster seat, so they'll lift you up so you fit in properly. A booster seat, same baby seats, so they're big kid seats, baby. A booster seat, they'll lift you up so you can look out the window and see.
Now, when we say the word restrain,
what does that mean? What
is it we that? Mean to keep under control.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
restrain.
Like that,
yeah.
Well, it's always been clear to me that riding in the back seat is the safest place to be. And it makes the whole world a whole lot easier to see. I just hop right up, sit right back, strap the seat belt across your chest and lap. Enjoy the ride, enjoy the view. You made the right choice when you all chose to ride restrained in your booster seat.
Yeah.
Ride restrained, it's the safest way to be. Ride restrained in your booster seat. Cause booster seats ain't baby seats, so they are big kid seats, baby. A booster seat, so they'll lift you up so you fit in properly. A booster seat, same baby seats, so they're big kid seats, baby. A booster seat, they'll lift you up so you can look out the window and see.
A song from the Zucchini Brothers.
I'm still craving chocolate.
I think we've had enough. I don't think Mom and Dad would want us to have any more sweet stuff.
Hey, what's this? Oh, white chocolate? Interesting.
Oompa, loompa, doompa-dee-doo. I've got another puzzle for you.
Ever wonder what white chocolate is? The answer can be found in everyday science. Although white chocolate is a very popular treat, true chocolate aficionados know that white chocolate isn't really chocolate at all. To understand the difference, let's treat ourselves to a quick trip to a cocoa plantation. Here, true chocolate begins with the harvesting of cocoa beans. The very tips, called the nibs, are where most of the cocoa butter is found, which is the extract that gives chocolate its taste. After the nibs of the cocoa beans are ground and the cocoa butter is extracted, a product called chocolate liquor is left behind. Chocolate liquor is the primary and most critical ingredient of true chocolate. But white chocolate doesn't contain any chocolate liquor. What it does contain can be found in a less exotic, but still quite appealing location. A candy factory. Come on. Now this is where white chocolate actually gets its start. In a vat filled with a tempting combination of ingredients. White chocolate's ingredient list typically include sugar, a little cocoa butter, some milk solids, vanilla flavoring, go figure, and a substance called lecithin that holds it all together. But not a trace of the chocolate liquor that true chocolate contains. In fact, to the candy cognoscenti, white chocolate is considered more of a confectionery coating, and its primary purpose is for decorating cakes, candies, and other treats.
Oompa, oompa,
well, I'd say we definitely candy-coated this topic for you today. Thanks for being a part of Everyday Science. Everyday Science is part of Bayer Corporation's National Education Program, making science make sense.
We should not have eaten that chocolate.
I'm feeling kind of green.
Me too. Next time we want something to snack on, it should be healthy.
Yeah. Remember that TV show we saw? I think it was the Smothers Brothers.
Oh, yeah. That one where one of the brothers fell into a huge vat of chocolate.
Yeah. Well, that's how I'm feeling right now.
I fell in a vat of chocolate. I fell in a vat of chocolate.
What'd you do when you fell into the chocolate?
Lolly-doo-dum, lolly-doo-dum day. Well, I fell in a vat of chocolate. I just fell in a vat of chocolate.
Wait a minute. You just said you fell in a vat of chocolate.
I know, I fell right in this vat of chocolate.
I know, and I asked you a question. I said, what did you do when you fell in the chocolate?
I swam a lot. There was a 30-foot vat, and we just full of chocolate.
30-foot across?
No, deep. It was 30 feet deep, full of chocolate. I fell right into it, and I
well, what happened? What did you do after you fell in?
Well, I even hate to think about it because it was a terrible experience.
What did you do? What did you do to get out?
I was just walking down down by my house there, and there's this vat of chocolate over it.
Now, what did you do? First of all, there had to be a restraining rail on the vat of chocolate.
Well, I used to kind of balance on that rail. I used to walk on that rail, and someone evidently put something slippery on there because I fell right in there.
Okay, then what happened, Tom? What did you do after you fell?
I yelled fire. I yelled fire when I fell into the chocolate. I yelled fire when I fell into the chocolate.
Tom, why'd you yell fire when you fell into the chocolate?
Lolly-doo-dum, lolly-doo-dum day. Well...
Now I want you to think about it, Tom. It must have been a very traumatic experience.
Oh, it's just a horrible experience. That chocolate all over me, and I was swimming around like
that. What possessed you to yell fire when you were out in this vat of liquid chocolate? There was no fire. You were in the chocolate and you yelled fire. That's pretty ridiculous, if you ask me.
That certainly is. I just yelled fire when I fell into the chocolate.
Tom, why'd you yell fire when you fell into the chocolate?
Why yell fire? Because no one saved me if I yell chocolate! No one saved me if I yell chocolate.
Lolly-doo-dum, lolly-doo-dum day.
Okay, Steve, if we're going to have healthy desserts from now on, what are we going to have?
I don't know. I can't really concentrate with Sam playing the piano.
No, he's not too good, is he?
He's not really tickling the old ivories.
No, he's poking them.
My friend Sam, he is the tickle man, and he makes the whole world shout.
What's he do?
He tickles your tummy, tickles your toes.
He tickles the ears, and he tickles the nose.
He tickles your fingers, tickles your feet.
Feet.
He tickles your rear, it can't be beat.
What you say?
He tickles you fast.
He tickles you slow.
He tickles you up and down.
He tickles you over.
He tickles you under.
And he tickles you all around.
People when they frown. Sam is blue and he's 2 foot two and he flies from town to town.
What's he do?
He tickles your father.
He tickles your mother.
He tickles your sister.
He tickles your brother.
He tickles your uncle.
He tickles your aunt.
My word, he tickles them all on the back and the front. He tickles you hard.
He tickles you soft.
He tickles you easy and nice.
He tickles you stronger.
He tickles you sweeter.
He tickles you more than twice. He's so funny.
He tickles you more than twice. He keeps you laughing. He tickles you more than twice.
I can't stand it.
He tickles you more than twice. Tickle, tickle, tickle. He tickles you more than twice.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. We just heard a song from Rosenschantz. At the top of the news today, the new art of silent screaming has arrived here in Zucchini Land. Coward Hossel has a story. Coward.
Coward Hossel here, live in our studios with Dr. Waligursky.
You can call me Dr. Wally, Coward.
Well, thank you. Dr. Wally, you have invented a new method for stress and tension relief called the silent scream. Tell us about it.
But it's a real breakthrough. You let your stress and tension out through the silent scream. But the unique thing is you're not making any noise.
That is fascinating.
You can do it anywhere, at work, on the train, in a restaurant, right here in the newsroom. You're not bothering anybody, and you let the tension out.
It sounds terrific, Dr. Wally. Can you do a silent scream for us right now?
Certainly, Coward. Okay, here goes.
Very handy. No noise, but you're going through the motions, and it looks so satisfying.
There, I'm done.
Now, Dr. Wally, do you feel better? Did you let your stress out?
Substantially.
Well, thank you very much. There you have it, folks. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Coward. Handy technique. It's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane.
Hello, folks. It's an overcast, mild winter day here in Zucchini Land. Spring is on its way, but not before we get some more snow. We should see some tomorrow. There, I feel much better. Back to you, Bob.
That's right, Zane. Let that silent scream out. That's all the time we have the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Stay tuned for a song from Carole King. Bye-bye.
When everybody screams and yells, who calms them down? Who rings their bells? When everybody screams and yells, there's nothing to do, there's nothing to see. Who dreams of a place they like to be? The Enchanted One, that's me. It takes personality, a lot of personality, to make them see it my way. It takes personality, more personality, to turn 12 boring hours into a fascinating day. I can do it, that's a fact. Don't you see? And I'll do it all for free. Do you know? Can you guess? Who I simply have to be? Stop screaming and yelling, and I'll tell you already. Stop screaming and yelling and screaming and yelling and screaming and yelling. The Enchanted One, that's me.
Okay, there's gotta be some healthier snacks around this clubhouse.
Yeah, something other than chocolate. Mm.
Something that won't make us sick. Oh, clubhouse phone.
I got it.
Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse, Steve Zucchini speaking.
Hi, Steve, it's Susan.
Hi, Susan. Let's say you decided that you were never gonna eat chocolate again.
Yeah?
But you still might have some other kind of snack someday.
Okay.
Something nutritious?
Mm-hmm.
What would you have?
How about fruit?
Hey, good idea. Thanks. Bye.
Wait, Steve. I'm calling to give you the quote.
Oh, sorry. Well, we're ready.
The quote of the day is...
To keep the body in good health is a duty. Otherwise, we shall not be able to keep our mind strong and clear. Buddha.
The Great Mind.
Alrighty, gentlemen, a quote from the Honorable Buddha. Mm-hmm. Let's get some insight here. Quinston,
I'd like to start.
Yes, please do.
Yes, I think I might understand this one.
I think you might.
I'd like to say that I go out for a jog with my wife every morning.
Of course you do.
And I'd like to say that it's a great way to start the day.
Excellent.
It keeps us in shape, and I know for me, it releases stress.
Of course.
Which in turn helps me to think more clearly.
That's it.
It's good, Quinston. That's commendable.
I have a confession to make, gentlemen.
Please do.
You know that our apartment, since you've both been over there...
Yes, Brooks.
Our apartment is only about a mile from this studio. And,
yes.
Of course, every day I'm driven here by my chauffeur, Herbert.
Yes.
And, Herbert, if you're listening, I love you, and you do
do an excellent job, but occasionally I think I might need a walk. You know, Herbert's doing you a favor by driving you here, but maybe not completely. Right. Could do myself a favor by taking a walk and getting my body in a little bit better shape. Yes, it may be a plus to get a ride here, but in this case it's a minus, because you're not exercising your body and therefore clearing your mind and keeping yourself in good shape. Correct. So we've turned over a new leaf with the treats in the studio, gentlemen. I've got some fruit today.
Oh, good.
Fruit. Some strawberries.
Ooh, better choice.
Yes, but we also have the brie with the herbs, and we have gouda.
Well, let's go light on the cheese and heavy on the fruit.
I love fruit. It's delightful, delectable, divine. Without fruit, fruitless.
Fruit, 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 fruit. Bananas, apples, and oranges too. They're good for me and they're good for you. Grapes, cherries, and watermelons, yum. They taste so good to my tum tum. Sounds good to me. Yes, I'll eat fruit the whole day long. It's making me hungry just singing the song. Strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, oh, how they help to make me grow. Pears, pineapples, and kiwi. Vitamins, A, B, C, D, E.
Coming to you from the Big Apple, I'm your top banana, I'm the king of kiwi. Won't you be my bowl of cherries up on Blueberry Hill?
Well, I was dreaming just the other night, woke up and saw a wonderful sight.
In a bowl as big as could be,
peaches, plums were laughing at me. Oh, I like fruit, breakfast to see, after lunch and dinner.
Song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Ah, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Some fruit.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, clubhouse phone.
I got it.
Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse, Jack speaking.
Hello, this is Mrs. Sweet Tooth calling from the candy shop.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Sweet Tooth.
How are you boys today?
I think we ate too much chocolate.
Well, chocolate is very tasty, but it should be eaten in moderation. Too much is not a good thing.
You're telling me. But we did find some more nutritious snacks, too.
Oh, very good.
So how are things going at the candy shop, Mrs. Sweet Tooth?
Everything's just fine, but I wanted to let you boys know that you left a CD here.
Really? Which one?
It's one from the Beatles, and it has that wonderful song about the octopus.
I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden, in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been, in his octopus's garden, in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see. In the shade, we would be warm below the storm, in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our head on the sea.
seabed in an octopus's garden near a cave. We would sing and dance around because we know we can't be found.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade.
About the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy, you and me, no one there to tell us what to do.
I'd like to be in an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you.
That's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like KEYA in Belcourt, North Dakota.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming and look for show number
1309. And click on the fun stuff icon for a scrumptious strawberry smoothie recipe.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini, and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge.
No more chocolate, never again. Only every now and then. From Mrs. Sweet Tooth chocolate. Okay, fruit. Fruit here, strawberry. There's two bananas here.
Dumb bananas.
I'll get more. I like them too.
This is Bird Note. These thin silvery calls coming from the forest belong to a survivor, the golden-crowned kinglet. This bird weighs 6 grams, about the same as 2 pennies. Yet they winter as far north as Alaska and Nova Scotia. With short days, intense cold, and heavy snow, how do kinglets stay alive? Biologist Bernd Heinrich found that the kinglets move through the forest in small flocks and feed constantly at almost 1 peck per second throughout the short day. By doing this, they take in enough tiny caterpillars to maintain their internal furnace at 110 degrees Fahrenheit.